This month, NPR is traveling across two nations that are going through dramatic change, India and Pakistan. Pakistan is central to the fight against terrorism and has been under even more scrutiny since the arrest of a Pakistani-American for his alleged role in the Times Square bombing. Steve Inskeep of Morning Edition has been traveling across Pakistan this week. He's taking one leg of NPR's journey along South Asia's Grand Trunk Road. And Steve's on the line right now. Steve, exactly where are you?
I'm in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital, which is a few miles off this highway, the Grand Trunk Road, and I'm on the grounds of Faisal Mosque, this gigantic mosque that can hold tens of thousands of people at a time. This is a mosque that was paid for with Saudi Arabian money, which symbolizes really the connections between Pakistan and the rest of the Islamic world.
As you've been traveling along the trunk road there in Pakistan, I'm wondering what you're hearing from people about the news over here in America, the arrest and the ongoing investigation of Faisal Shahzad.
People on the street, when they talk about this, are defensive. I was at a university campus where one of the students actually quoted a line from a popular movie. He said, "My name is Khan and I am not a terrorist." Pakistanis don't want to be seen as terrorists. But I have to tell you that most people are not bringing this up. People tend to bring it up only when I mention it.
Do you get the sense that this is something that they're avoiding talking to you, an American, or something that they just don't really think about?
I think that it's maybe a little bit of both. There may be some people who don't want to talk about it, but to be honest, in my years when I visited Pakistan, I found people here to be very, very talkative and quite opinionated. I think what's happening is that we're talking with young people. We're focusing on young people. And when you talk with young Pakistanis, you find people who have far more immediate concerns. There is a severe problem with the economy here. There are severe problems with unemployment. There are massive electricity shortages. You have blackouts, planned blackouts, many hours each day, no matter where you live in the country, even here in the capital city, Islamabad. I was in a small village to the southeast of here where women who could barely read, were just learning to read really, could quote to you exactly the price of sugar right down to the rupee, which is a little more than a penny, and how it had tripled or quadrupled over the last couple of years. People are really concerned about their daily lives and getting through them here.
You know, Steve, oftentimes when you travel abroad, when people discover that you're from America, it's an opportunity for them to give you their thoughts and their opinions about the USA. What are you hearing over there? What do people think of the United States?
You know, I have heard some opinions from people arguing, for example, that America is the real aggressor here or that America is interfering in some way in Pakistan. There are conspiracy theories here all the time. But I have to tell you that people that I've been speaking with are more eager to send us messages about themselves. They think that they are looked down upon by America. Many Pakistanis have had personal experiences when they've traveled and they've been searched at airports and scrutinized in various places that have reinforced that impression. People will say, "I want you to take this message back to America. We're okay. We're not all terrorists. We don't love everything you do, but we're not all terrible people."
NPR's Steve Inskeep has been reporting all week from the Grand Trunk Road. Steve, thank you very much.
Glad to do it, Michelle.